charge immediately.
Do you want Mara Makomas? I have some copies here too. The Rosh is commenting on the Mishnah in the Sechta Chala. Ha'osa isom en achitim en ha'orez en yeshva tam dogan chayeves b'chala v'odom yotzi bo yidei chobo b'pesach. Again, if you don't have it, still have some more copies of the Ran. Of the Rosh, rather. Zelashon Ramban. Zal. He quotes the Ramban verbatim. It's almost verbatim. It's not exactly the Ramban. It's close enough. Yeah? Homas nisim chazina leferusha levara mishim dekasha lehi v'amukehi. V'dikotani v'odam yosu v'dechavoso shaminon minoch. V'midoraisa havi kishal chitin kol emas nika tamo dechitin. Afal gav demarvinin begava ores. Tvei tuva. You notice the Ramban is speaking Aramaic. Why is he speaking Aramaic? You know why? He knew Hebrew. The Ramban wrote the Sefer Halachos. The Rif took every Masech that I was Nogel and Maisa, and he wrote Halachos. And he wrote in Aramaic, because that was the language that was spoken in the Rif's time. But there were one Masech that the Rif didn't write upon. Maybe two Masech. What is called the Sefer Bechoros in particular? The Bechoros not that much Lamaisa, so the Rif didn't write upon it. The Ramban says it's not right; you should write on it. He wrote it in Hilchos Bechoros, he wrote in Aramaic, and then when it came to Hilchos Chala, the Rif also didn't write about it. He threw it in the middle of the Sefer Bechoros, Hilchos Chala in the middle. And in the regular Talmud Bavli, there's a long pirush in the side. Anyone who wrote it?
Who was the Rebbe?
Marit Al Ghazi. Big of it. That's what we have a riff with the Ran on the side. So the Ramban with the Marit Balgazi on the side, but there's much more Marit Balgazi than there is. Look at every standard Masechta Bechoros has it in the back. Hilchos Bechoros, and smack in the middle, Hilchos Chala. Because it comes up in the Sugya Bechoros.
Okay.
So that's why it's an Aramaic. Why is he breaking our teeth? And we break our teeth. He didn't break any teeth. We break our teeth. So that's why it's an Aramaic. Okay? This is follows. Vochanami has stickna the Gemara of a parak called Azvachim Shinis Arvad of Ayan Ches Masech Azvachim. What does it say there? The Masnis Nafilu Ruba Oresu. The majority is rice. Still Yotzim in Mitzvah Vats. Nafilu Hachi, Keva de Ika Tama de Chiti, Lobot. Okay, the majority is rice. It tastes like wheat. Yotzim in the Mitzvah. Keva de Hachi, you Ika Lamedek Allah. The Kaimalon. Kazayis v'chle achilas pras v'tama v'mashal d'oraisahu. D'oraisa. Ho kol hecha d'leka kazayis v'chle achilas pras. D'chuliyam alav d'oraisa. That's the Ramban claims. The Ramban claims this way. Now, I was showing someone this morning that's medrash. Again, if you don't have this copy, there's still a few more left. I was showing someone that you should like to be connected to Masechta Pesachim, at least a little bit, where the shir kazayis v'chle achilas pras appears in Talmud Bavli, in Masechta Pesachim, on the Mem Dalet Omen Aleph. So you'll find as follows. Anach HaKutach HaBavli D'les V'Kazayis V'Chdei Achilas Pras. Okay? And there was an expression here. Hu Kazayis V'Achilas Pras D'Oraisa. Exactly what the Ramban quotes. The boy asked, Bitmiyah, is it really true? The boy says, yes, it's true. That there is a Kazayis V'Chdei Achilas Pras D'Oraisa. Sochem Daf Mem Dalet Omen Aleph. Again, for those who want to look it up later on your own, feel free. We're back into the Ramban. The Nei Namad, for those who have in front of you, reading the Rosh is quoting the Ramban, it's about the sixth line beginning with the Vinei. Vinei Namad, the Tamil of Batil. True, the Tamil is not Batil. But Heich Yotzi Lechova Bepesach, Ikra Oresu. Says the main thing is Oretz. Very nice, it tastes like wheat, but it's rice. Rice! Can you Yotzi with rice? You have to eat the wheat. You'll tell me Tam Ki Ikra. The Ramban is working with an assumption, Rav Chaim has in the Sefer, that Tam Ki'ika doesn't make rice into wheat. It's rice which tastes like wheat. But you can't say it's wheat. Says the Ramban as follows. Vashkachan, Vashkachan, Betamud of Eretz Yisrael, Perusha de Milsa, Peruka. I found in the Yishalmi. The Kamaforej, Tamad, the Mastisim, Shem Grey, a new concept. Grera. We read in Mishnah Berurah yesterday. What does Grera mean? Literally, schleps, it pulls, drags, right? Gora adam mita kisei v'safsel. Uvasha is kamas it's chritz. Those are on Shabbos, right? You can't try to make a hole in the ground with when you're pulling a bench, right? Dragging it, drags it along. Vachinami vachigasina hasim beperakama dechala niyushalim. Kamadat amataman in ein lo bo lidei chimut zumatza elach chameshes aminim bilvad udekavasa ein lecha nigrar im kulon elachitin usorin bilvad. What does that mean? That you have to be bo lidei chimut. That's our Gemara. That's Laman Heim and Aleph. So Rav Yila b'shem Rav Shlokesh lo shanim ala osa isa min achitin min haorez in. No, excuse me. Ein nigrar ela im achitin bilvad. Not sorry. Some say that Ge'orez is schlepped along with wheat and barley. He says, no, only wheat. Shamin and Hashta. The Tama de Masnisim Shem de Afa Gav de Isis Orez Lav Lechem Hu. If you make rice bread. Miyukim Arev La Bahadi Dogon. Viyispe Tam Dogon. Had Dogon Gororo Lasos Hakol Lechem. Hakol Lechem. Lishayim V'chala. Every last bit, every last crumb is Chayim V'chala. Sari b'nei Eretz Yisrael, the haidina less of a kusman of a shivol shul of a shipom, el bechitun of a sorim b'levav, she gorin b'nei she derech isa shanu, v'daka she b'nei odom lasuf isa mishara minim imoen. According to one man number, it's only chitun. V'yol dekama tama kama de tamo tamon ein lecha bole de matza v'chomet al hei minim b'levav, v'achi kimlu rabbonan, Vachi Bodaglu, we saw that they did the test. Udekavasa, ein nigrar im kula nasos isa, v'lovo de matzah v'chomet, elachitin usorim b'lvav. Dekim lula rabbana, they might have done an experiment. De inu gorin, mevi'in acherim l'idei chomet z'masa, those two chitim usorim, v'lo shaminim, not kusun shibol shul as shibol. V'rab ila b'shem yishlov v'shav, no! De ein lecha gor elachitin usorim, avusorim, ein gorin oriz, it's only these two unique wheat and rice, nothing else. Shloshaninu ela minachitin minoret. Viloya minacher nigra o minacher gorer. Have a ton of them in masnisa, get a gatoni high. No gatoni lechitin viyor shamino. She'en lecha acher gorer v'nigra. Everyone with me so far? So the Yerushalmi says, what did you do? Oh. If you're missing a rush, take it now. I just stole off my desk. Whoever doesn't have the rush, feel free to take it. It's fully yours. Okay? So it only works for these two. Fine. Now, there's one problem. Now we come, this is a critical problem. With the Yukla, the Diek, Rava, Mehod, the Masnissim, the Perikol, the Zvachim, Shav, the Zvachim, Ayin, Ches. The Min, B'she'eno, Mino, B'tamo, V'tamo, Lo, Botel, what we call Tam, Ki'ikar. Kushtu, it's the truth. V'alhadein urchanami itmar afagav dechitin goris oritz. What's bothering the Rambam? Why do you need two reasons? The Bavli says it works how? Tam ki'ika. The Yerushalmi says it works how? Reira. How can it be a stira? So the Rambam says no stira. You need both. This is critical. Let's look inside. This is how. Afagav dechitin goris oritz. Isaka daitach tama botil, Domeshin is batel biatzmo, Heach gorer es acherim. First, you have to have a techitin is chayim v'kayim. Once the chitin v'chayim v'kayomim, they can be gorer the ores with them. But if you don't say tam kiika daraisa, the chitin a botil. Once the chitin a botil, how can it have a botil be gorer something else with it? That's what the Ramban is saying. Look again. El tama lo bottle, the kevin lo bottle, the chazit starufe kidin arshe, to go on the ika kazayas vichde achilas pras. There has to be kazayas vichilas pras of chidin. Then once that happens, mitstarif the chalomshin shabatoro lechalo matza nami, the goris oras al soso lechem ad kandavarov. Until now, one long quote of the Ramban by the Rosh. Now, by the way, if you look up the Ramban, the Rush left out the last half. This whole quotation of the first part of the Ramban in the Chaschala. Yes, sir, what's your question?
Why Why would the fact that the tam is of the wheat of the chitin is batal mean that it can't be gorer?
Good question.
The issue of rira is an issue of chitin, it's not an issue of tam.
Excellent question. Yes, an excellent question. An excellent question. How can we read the Ramban as quoted by the Rosh? You're asking a good question. The old Herich. Oh, he tells you to quote the whole thing. The old Herich. Hey, Marek Moore. The whole page. They left out. Then he says this follows. Strange line. Udvarim she'ein bahem tzorech. What's going on? What do Ramban need all this for? V'lo yadana mai kashale. I don't know what's bothering the Ramban. Lama yotze bo. Came on the leg of Kazayis b'cheyachilas pras. That was the original question which the Ramban was bothered by that he quoted the Yerushalmi to answer. He doesn't understand the question. Why not? Chiti isa b'tam u'mamish. D'tam ki'ika b'she'ein mino d'oraisa. As long as it's more than 1/60th, you need to taste it. V'kevet sh'nosno achitim tam b'ores. Catch the next word now. Hofach hatam as a ores lioso kimo chita. Wow. See what's going on? Tom Kiker makes the rice transform to wheat. Lioso kimo chita. The karine be tamo mamasho chita. Nothing to do with Greira. The chemucha bezvach and perak deros tafayin chesem and aleph. The Amr is shlokish. Hapigul vanosav atome shabilon zemzeh v'ochlo potter shmam in anosav tam v'rov lavda raisa v'osav rovo ha'osav isim en achitim en ha'orez v'yesh bo tam dog en chayav v'chalom v'odam yotz v'lichom osav v'pesach v'yafal gav deruba orez alma min v'she'eno mino v'tama v'kevan sh'nosan bo tam nikra al shmo v'yotz evo yedei chomo. Unbelievable. According to the Ramban, it can't be. Tam kika means it's not butter. According to the Rosh, it means is that the tam kika makes the other thing considered like this first thing. The tremendous dispute is how far tam kika goes. According to the Ramban, all it does is it prevents the minority ingredient from becoming butter barov. And therefore, if you have a kazayas bechilas pras, and you eat a full pras, you're eating a kazayas of tarifas, so you get malchus, because it's not bottle. According to the Rosh, no! No! 1,000 times no! The Rosh says that tam kika makes the other item considered like this item. And again, in the context of isa v'heter, it makes the heter turn into isa, which Ramban denies. And in the case of wheat and rice, it makes the rice turn into wheat, which Ramban denies. Yes?
Saying
that Tom Kiker implies Greira, or is he describing
something else?
He has no Greira. The Rosh rejects Greira.
It sounds like what he's describing. I know he doesn't say Greira, but it sounds like what he's describing is the same thing as the Rosh.
Nah, so Greira, the Rishami limits to chitin and ores, or maybe sorb and ores. So Tom Kiker applies to potatoes and meat, it applies to everything.
But still, the concept of
Greira is. I don't want to use that concept. That's a unique, it's a term of art which the Rishami uses on the unique context of wheat and rice. Tam kika applies to cold Rama Shabbatar. Beteda, Rabbi Yochanan, who the Yom Rabbah Dazar, Sam of Vav, Tama Baloma Mosho, ain't Logan Olo. Taste alone, you don't get Malchus. The Yu Gufa, who the Spielaker, Rabbi Akiva, the Perig Ela Ovrin, Daf Mem Dalam at Base. Right over here, I told you to look at Mem Dalam at Base in Besech of Sach, and I was reading from Mem Dalam. The top line, Litain Tam Kiika, the top words of Memdalim and Beis, are Litein Tam Kiika. That's where the phrase comes from. Right over here, Pesachim. Litein Tam Kiika. Okay? This is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. D'oraisa. Elavadai HaTam Ose Oso Kimamish. Ay, Mahu D'Tam Olam HaMosho Ben Lochan Olav Gevalt. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, believe it or not, the Ari Ben Min Numino. That's an incredible pshat. He means it's tamo means it would have given tam had it been Shein Amino. Was referred to a case of Mino. Had I said that, they might have thrown me out. Rabbeinu Tam said it. No one throws Rabbeinu Tam out. Rabbeinu Tam said it's chat. Tamo below my motion means it's no tam. It's min b'mino. But it's called Tamo because it's more than 1% El Gansa Maisa. This is a Rebbeinu Tam Sheet. Fine. But Rav Rabbeinu Chaim Zal. We call Rav Chaim Kohen or Rav Chaim Katz. And they call Rav Chaim. Pirish. Tamo Mamosho, not like Rebbeinu Tam. Korik Sheyesh Kazayis Mechechilas Pras. Uvahochi Mari Hocha. Kishayesh Kazayis Chitin. Kadechilas Pras the Oris. Not like Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam Zim Aminikin has Mechechilas Pras. Reb Chaim says, you do. But Oz, here's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim against the Ramban. Nepach kulo chitin v'yotziboy dechovo b'kazayis. Rabosai, according to Reb Chaim, tam ki ikon mamish. What does that mean? That once you have a kazayis, the achilas pras, every last iota becomes considered, call it iser in the case of iser, call it chitin in the case of chitin. If you have less than kazayis, the achilas pras, then Tam Ki cannot work its magic. Why? Because there is no Iker. Tam Ki Iker. If there's less than Kazayis Achilas Pras, there is no Iker to speak of. But once you have an Iker, every last bit is like is considered as if it's Yisur Mamash or Chitin Mamash. Either Yerushalmi, By Yerushalmi, Shapirish, Atamish, and Greira, for a different reason completely, Shum Davakashalei, Nehi das dinen basatam v'choshiv kulon chitin. Yeah, it's early called chitin. Mikomakom kevan the ruba ores ein boli de chimutz v'heich yotzi b'mishumata. That's the kasha. Rebbeinu shel olam. The Yerushalmi is bothered by the boli de chimutz issue. V'lekach chutzrach l'foresh tam achit v'goros ad ores. That's why. That's what the Yerushalmi holds. Does the Babli hold from this? Apparently not. Because the Rosh said earlier at the corner of the Ramban, what did he say? What did he call the words of the Ramban? Ain't Tzorach. I don't need the Yerushalmi. The Babli doesn't need the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is concerned with what? With Bali de Chimutz. Hey man, isn't the Babli concerned about that too? Rabbeisai, isn't the Babli concerned about that too? So the Rambam of Peresh Lam and Hayam and Aleph, I want a one word answer with three letters and no more. Min. Ha. This is the jackpot. We weren't finished that sugi yet. We keep coming back to my oath. I haven't done the experiment. And I found out my relative called me and said, no, what the oats she has is cream hill oats. It's not, you can't get English oats in this country. You can't get it. She called it the supply. Can't buy it. You can only buy oat masses from England. You can't buy oat flour from England. Unless you know more than me. When HTTP, you went on?
No, but I did go to the store. They didn't have any oat flour or oat flour.
Okay. Go on that website. Please go on and find out. Because according to my relative, you can't get the flour from London at all. From we can't get it. Don't get the old masses.
I thought it was also gluten-free.
Sorry?
The cream mill was also gluten-free now.
Yeah. But she uses is cream mill.
So it should be the
same.
Probably
a sheet. I'm not sure. You have to find out. If it is, there isn't. Mm-hmm. It's a website, creamhill.something or other. So you need the research, man. Do the research. We'll do the experiment. Right. Anyway, so back. We'll see the Nishmas. Oh, I'm going to say that soon. This is the Ramban and the Rush in brief. Yes, sir.
Could you just explain again the back and forth in the Gemara and the Lo Zara?
Yes. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tamo v'lo ma'amosho osur v'lo kanal, it's v'lo ma'amosho osur v'ein lo kanalav, Tamo ma'amosho osur v'lo kanalav. Now what does that mean? The Ramban explains it to mean, you have a kazayis, the achilas pras, you get malchus. You know why? Because the ma'amosho is not bottle. And you wait a kazayis, a tarfus. If you eat a kazayis of the entire mixture, no way you're going to get malchus. Because you only ate less than the kazayis of tarfus. And the Rosh says, no, you got it all wrong. Rabbi Natam says, het the nepach lios iser. You get malchus for kazayis of the whole thing. You have potatoes, and you have a mixture in some gravy, which is treif, and it all gets mixed in together, and you can taste, geschmack of potatoes. Not like my potatoes. There's gravy in it. You lick it. And you get right to malchus. But what do you mean, Rabbi? I had less than a kazayis of gravy. Hit. What do you mean? The potatoes. Potatoes is kosher, last I saw. That's my potatoes. Your potatoes are trick. Het the nepach liyasis. Rabbi Nachayim agrees, but only on the condition of what? What? He put a condition on this Rabbi Tam. What's that? It's true, Hetter Nebuch Yisis, but only when? You have to have the ratio of Kazayas, Bechay, Achilas, Pras, which could be as little as 6 to 1. Depends on what the ratio of a Pras is, 3 or 4 eggs, and the ratio of a Kazayas to a Kabetza, so it's many different ways to cheshbon it. Fine. Adkan, what's happening over here? Fine. So now let's see, after reading this entire Rosh, we have to do a Chazara from yesterday's Shia. End of the Shia, so we read a Shulchan Aruch and a Mishnah Berurah that everybody has. I want to read what everybody has, and then we'll see later what you don't have. Everybody has Rav Osai, a Mishnah Berurah. Please open up, please. Tov Nun Gimel, I think it was Sivveis, if I'm not mistaken. This whole Mishnah, with everything is found over here. Yes, we read it yesterday, end of the Shia, as Amaratzim. We hadn't even seen the Rosh yet. Now we're a little bit less Amaratzim. We're still Amaratzim, but a little bit less. Mashu. Everything get a little bit Mashu of Amaratzim out of your system, you become good. Good. A little bit more. Okay? A little bit. Says the Halig of Machaber. Ha'osa Yisim and Achitim and Ha'ores, Im Yesh Bo Tam Dogon, Yotze Bo Yedei Chavosa Bepesim. What does he not require?
I'm sorry, because
that feels cross. Does he give a reason? No reason. Quotes the Mishnah Ketzurasa, no reason. So the Mishnah Ruah goes over in overdrive. Imam, as we're repeating this Sifkotin, it's only one Sifkotin Yudal. We read the whole thing yesterday, we read it again. Okay, so for those who were yesterday, it's Chazar. Those who never were in here, so we're learning it for the first time. Let's look inside. In Yesh Batam Dog, Umashma, Tafilu Ein Ba'isa Shir Chitim Shei Kazayas Menachilas Pras. Gam ken yotzi vaksha ochel kazayis mina yisa. Afa pi sho ikim u bohu ores, u bohu eri yotzi mishamata kidaliel. Right? That is what he says. He quotes this din, right? He quotes it din. He gives an explanation. What's the explanation? And I'm going to have a big time to have his explanation. Shani hocha, kevan she mechuborim biyach, ateva ores liyos nigra racha rachitim, kshem mischamis achitim, mischamis gam ken ores. He quotes the Ramban. This is a chidush in the floor in Mishnah Berurah. Who said this is true? According to the Rosh we just saw, you never need a kazayis with achilas pras. According to the Ramban, you need kazayis with achilas pras post gerera. And the Mishnah Berurah is neither here nor there. What did he say? He said, if it's chitim and orez, you don't need a kazayis with achilas pras. Seems to go at least against the to see what the Ramban really holds. But if it's a different min, then Kazaz Bechila Pras is okay. Whose sheet is this anyway? Is it either here? So he claims, Os Tetzvah, who said all this? Haramban, Vaharosh, Visiyos. He puts the Ramban and the Rosh together, and then we saw the Rosh disagree with the Ramban. What's Pshat? On Abakash against the Sharatzi and Tetzvah. Just, he doesn't say anything. It just gives you a source. What do you mean a Ramban and a Rosh? Ramban and Rosh are two different shittas. We just read it together. Rabbi Sai, a little knowledge is dangerous. Yes, they don't stop me. You hadn't seen the Rosh. You took the Mishnah Berurah at face value. Now you should be jumping. What do you mean Ramban and a Rosh? They're two different shittas. The Ramban is the Rosh. No, I mean, Pashup Shatz that way. This is a chiddush. And when he says over here at the end of the day, Rabbi Sai, that if you have a different min, where there's no greira, you can still be yotze with kazayis min ha'isa. Who said so? Who said that? Did the Ramban say so? It's hard to know. So in Tezayin he says, "Hainadol bina shiyochu kol achilas pras, the svara zu lo niskeres eleba raivit." Only the raivit said you have to eat the entire thing. Where the raivit say that? The Rav had an expression, which I asked you to see. Let's make sure we have all the right sources. I put a whole bunch of Rambams here together today. So today's Rambam day. I have to get to it, but alright, today's Rambam day. Okay? Why is it Chometz Matzah? What was it? Where was this? Where was this? Vav Hey. Vav Hey. Vav Hey. I'm reading the writing. Omer Avraham, Nira Li, Behu Shia Sham Dogan Kidei Sheyochel Kazaris Bechdei Achilas Pras, and he had the word. V'yochlenu. What do you mean V'yochlenu? You're going to look at it? You're going to look at the matzah? Look at the matzah? What do you mean V'yochlenu? Of course V'yochlenu. What's the answer? You have to eat a kazaris, a wheat. That's what the Rambam said. You have to eat it. We didn't scratch it. And of course you have to eat it. It means Yochlena means, I repeat again the Lashon. Yahai Shiyah Kisham Dogon Kizayach Yochlenu Kazaz Echilat Pras V'yochlenu. Don't think of Chaim Cohen is right. Oh no. If you wouldn't have the last word, you might have thought that once you have a Kazaz Echilat Pras, then Oras Nepach Lios Chitim. No, sorry. Oras is never Nepach Lios Chitim. You have to have a Kazaz Echitim. Says in Shara Tzion, I told you the Rambam. He's a unique sheet. The Rambam is an iconoclast, an eclectic, an individualist. That's the Rambam. Nobody else holds from him. Is that really true? I don't know. It's not. We read the Ramban. We read a significant chunk of the Ramban. It's not completely clear what is the Ramban's opinion as far as this is concerned. Yes, the Ramban requires that it has to have a kazayis, b'chdei achilas pras. But then, how much of it must you eat? So in this citation, you really can't tell. Am I correct? Can you tell definitively? Ad kad devaro. It's about 20 lines. In these 20 lines, it's not completely clear what the Ramban's position is on this, but we don't sell the Mishnah Berurah short. If he says it's only the Rambam said it, he must have a good reason. We'll see soon what the good reason was. Okay? Rabosai? Good. So we're back to the Shara Tzion and Tez Ayin. Nah, it's only the Rambam. It's only the Ravid. That's all. That's all. Okay. And then he says, there was a Ruah. Hold it, the Ravid didn't need Kedah Shir. Avol Zelo Zachar Debin and Sheyochel Kol HaPras. Maybe you don't need Kol HaPras. Maybe that's what the Ramban Shita is as well. Okay. Back to Mishnah Berurah. V'yeshom. Shafilu bechitin and ores and yosin and rosin and shun and shun pras. Who's that? That is exactly the Ravid. That's exactly the Ravid. Okay. Uvishar mine dogon. Afil bechitin pras. Nani lo mahani lach shuvi kol yisa kula dogon. Elo im kei. Yesh rov dogon umir ores o shamini. Does bottle of ores veruva have a kula dogon. Who said that? Who said that? He quotes Yudches, Harosh, the Sof, the Varov, the Hilchos Chala. Very nice, the Rosh. But will the Ravid agree to that? He's talking about the Ravid Shita now. Will the Ravid say that if you have a rove dogon, that the Oros is bottle and your Yotu, the Kazai's are the sum total? I don't believe it. Show me. Show me. Prove to me that you have the majority in the minority Ores, that the Ores count to the Shia Kazayis. I mean, Mishnah Berurah said it, but how do you see? How can you hire who said the Ravid agrees to that? You mean me a Rosh? The Rosh is much more than that. The Rosh, you have a Kazayis, you have Tav Kiyiko, everything's Nepach. What do you mean me right from the Rosh for? Presume you have to look in the Rashba, in the Piske Chala Shalom. Okay, look in the Rashba and Piske Chala. I didn't look at the Rashba and Piske Chala yet. But I'm not convinced so far that this is true. Okay, Afkan, the Mishnah Berurah. So we read it a little more intelligently today, I hope, than we did yesterday. Good, Rabosai, so far, Bisyana Bishmai. Now, Rabosai. The Pasha Pshad in the Ramban, and it's evident in the language of the Ramban himself, which we don't have in front of us right now. You have to look up the Ramban in the Hilchas Chala. And the part which is not quoted by the Rosh is that once you have Rabosai, a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, then the entire thing is nefach along the lines of Reb Chaim Cohen, because the Ramban did require kazayis b'chilas pras, right? You get an impression that he holds along the lines of Reb Chaim Cohen over here, that once Reb Chaim Cohen was pressed, then the Heta Nepach Lios Isis, Reb Chaim Cohen said, or Orez Nepach Lios Chitin, as the Rabban seems to say, as it's duly quoted over here. Fine. Now, let's now turn our attention about it to the Rosh Simen Chav Gimel. This is on the Maamar Makomos. Everyone knows not Maamar Makomos, I still have a few extras. Rosh Simen Chav Gimel. Sof Simen Chav Gimel. Turn to the Rosh, please. Sof Simen Chav Gimel. Says the Rosh, and then Simen Chav Gimel. Hanya B'Tel Sefer, the last few lines. Yotzin the matzah metubeles. Kosev sefer rokeach. Kasei the menachos perakom shabadav chov gimel the beis. Tibla beketzach uvishum shemin bekom in a tavon ksheira. Hol v'yesh but tam matzah. See what's going on? Ksheira means for menachos. Menachos balls matzah. So if it has flavor in it, it's kosher for matzah. A tosefta. Rabbi Sai, over here, it's enough to have ta matzah. There's no greira over here. I thought you need greira. Rabbi Sai, not only is it here, it's a Shulchan Aruch. Open up. So again, in the Maamar Makomos, Simen Tov Nun Hey Sivav. Give a look. It's all in the Maamar Makomos. Tav Nun Hey Siv Vav. Lo Shamata V'Ketzak V'Shumashin V'Minitavlin K'sheira Kevan Sheyesh Bo Tam Matzah. Tam Matzah. Where'd it come from? Let's look at the Tosefta itself. Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's not be afraid. Let's look at the Tosefta. Let's talk about the original primary source. Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. I asked you to see it there. Go back to the original source. Halacha Yud Gimel, in our version, is in page Ches. Okay. What does it say? Yotzin b'matzah metubeles. That's exactly the source. There's a shiore mincha. Yotzim b'matzah metubeles. If you have my edition, you have it on the bottom. You have the old Gemara, so I don't have it. Ein shas menachos chav gimel mitbeis. Tibla b'ketzach v'shum shemin v'chol minei tavlin k'sheira. Matzahi. Ela shenikris matzah metubeles. Hoka b'mayaskinon. Lo apish lo tavlin. Deruba matzah. The majority is matzah. Rebbeinu Shalala. But it doesn't say that over here. In Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say you need ruba matzah. Nothing of the sort. So what's going on over here? There's a problem. Because you look at Rabbi Yochanan's Chametz of Matzah and the Ravid. Of course, a bunch of sources. Look at Tufton Ace involved in Mogad Avram. A whole bunch of sources. So the problem becomes the Shulchan Aruch didn't say a word about Ruba. Didn't say anything. Right? Just doesn't say it. It's assumed, but it doesn't say it. Okay? Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Mem Hei, who points this out. Please look in Mishnah Berurah Mem Hei, which I asked you to look at it. What does it say over here? Miloshon Ze Mashma. Dafilu ein bo rakazayis bechilas pras v'yesh bo tamata yotze bo. But the Magen Avraham says no. Tzorich lechol kol achilas pras kedei shiyeh bo zek kazayis matzah chutz mitavlin. Look back in Tufnun Gimel Beis. No, the chatchila, we wrote, we don't hold. The Kitzin Imrit seems to be serious over here. In the Rush, what is the Rush's position? Will the real Rush please stand up? As a matter of fact, if you look at Menachos, I brought the Gemara Menachos with me, be able to read from it. Barsai, here's Menachos. That's Zvachim and Menachos in the same volume. It's handy today. There are two different Gemaras. Menachos Chav Gil Lamed Beis is the Gemara which is being referred to here by the Shari Mincha. We saw it also referred to in the Rush. Okay? The Gemara, the whole discussion over here, with presumably based upon Bottle, Basel, Mavat, the whole discussion. Frank Tosa Kash. We're compared. If it's Ta Matzah, then it says in Zvachim Ayin Ches, Osi Yisra Berachita Ben Ha'oretz, Im Yesh Bo Tam Dovel Chayim B'Chala, V'odam Yosu Dei Chavosu B'Pesach. And now Gemara is oblivious to that, says the Tosis. Tzorach Lomar Dahach Shmaita Pliga Ahida Hasan. It's a Machlokas Rebbe Osayin, Gemara in Zvachim and a Gemara Menachos. In Zvachim, it's enough to have Tam, and in Menachos, no. So it's a steer in two sugyas. How do we pass in a steer in two sugyas? A steer in two sugyas, Rabbi Osai. What do you see from this, Rabbi Osai? The mere fact that Tosis raised a steer between Zvachim Ayin Ches and Menachos Chav Gimel shows one critical thing. What does Tosis think about Gerera?
Doesn't work.
They ignore it. If Gerera is a player, there's no kasha between Menachos Chav Gimel and Zvachim Ayin Ches. In Zvachim you have Gerera, Chitin V'Oretz, and here by Tavim you have no Gerera. The mere fact that Tosis raises the question that the two Gemaras contradict each other shows that Tosis does not hold from Gerera. I tell you, Yerushalmi. Bavli V'Yerushalmi, Halacha K'Bavli. That seems to emerge from this analysis. Interesting. There's a Bir Agra. I asked to see the Bir Agra. In Simen Tov, Nun, Hey, Sif, Kotten, Chav Ches. We do the fancy edition with the Birchas Eliyahu. Oh, fancy edition. Says the Gra. Quotes Adin. This is as follows. The Gemara Shemarinan Dafka Apish Bal Kemach. The Gemara in Menachos Chav Gimel says what? You have to have a lot of oil, of a lot of flour, which means presumably a majority of flour. Mechaber didn't say that. Kosos Tosis, he quotes Tosis that we just read. The Sugya Zu Pliga Al Hidus Vachim. There it says even though the majority is Orez, doesn't make a difference. It works, and we paskin like the Sugya in Vachim. Why? And he had something over here. And I'm upset with the Vilna Gaon. If I could use such an expression. How can I use an expression? I read it to you. You see where my upset comes from. He says, the Kaila to Sugya de Zvachim. Then he says, the Tam. I'm going to skip something. Bisha'en Omino. De Oraisa. Lechayev Alei. Kemosha Kosev Atosis. Gra writes in shorthand. What Tosis? Where Tosis? Who Tosis? Footnote 5 in Birchas Eliyahu says, what Tosis? There is no Tosis. It means it's false. The Tosis says in Menachos that the Gemara Zvachim is against the Gemara Menachos. And therefore, you could be Yote with Tam alone, as we saw on Tufnum Gimel Siv Beis. And what Tosis? Maybe he means Tosis and Zvachim. They asked the same question, and in the question they add a phrase. Uvachol Torah Kula Kaimalan Tam Kiikar. Oh, I think he's right. The same Tosis that says the contradiction between Zvachim and Menachos. Is the Menachos Chav Gimel and Zvachim Ayin Ches, and then he had a phrase, "Uvachol Torah Kula Kama Tamki," which we pass as Gemara in Zvachim against the Gemara Menachos, who the Paskin Tamki Ikar. Now you read the Gemshat and the Gra. So what am I upset about? What am I upset about? I'm jumping for joy with this gra. I'm doing a dance with this gra. What am I upset about? Because the gra added four letters. Four letters that hurt me. And the four letters are to Rosh Hatevis. Beis, Chav, Aleph, Pei. Bechdei Achilas Kras. Moreinu Rabbeinu Agra. Why? Why did you put those four letters in? Bechdei Achilas Kras. You mean that the Gra is saying, Halacha Lamaisa Bipaskin, Tam Kiikar only when it's Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Kras? Is that really true? And the Gra quotes another source. The Gra says, I'll prove it to you. The Gra says, I'm reading for the Gra further. V'chein pirish atur, v'chein pasik atur, v'yoredeya. And yoredeya, the tur paskins, tam kika daraisa. And therefore, Abosai, the halacha is, kevan sheesh bo, don't use the strength of Shulchan Aruch, kevan sheesh bo tam matzah, it's enough. But Abosai, stir me obey. The mechabi doesn't say a word about the Nazareth Hills Pras. So how can you fill the go and add those letters, Bob, Beis, Chof, Aleph, Pei? I had my druthers, it's a mistake. But I can't go with that malach. Who needs Beis, Chof, Aleph, Pei? The Mechaber didn't require Beis, Chof, Aleph, Pei. And you're quoting the tour. And you think the tour is the same as the tour of the Mechaber here? What's this Beis, Chof, Aleph, Pei doing here? Pile ploim. I need time to look up the tour. No shortcuts. Go to the source. I'm putting you a bookmark here. I look at the tour in Yeredeya, Simon Tzadiches. Had no choice. No one to go. It puts me in a bad spot. So here's the tour. Tour Yeredeya, Bosai. Simon Tzadiches. That's the famous first Simon Hilchos Taruvis, Sevilla Fasmicha, all about Tav Kiika. I'm going to read you the Lush of the tour. We read Lush of the Torah inside, so no one should think that we're playing games over here. We're reading the Lush of the Torah inside. Okay. We're at exactly the right spot. Here we go. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Shemin Shalom Amino Asur Min HaTorah at Shishim. See what's going on? It's Rabbeinu Tam. Tam Kikud Daraisa. And then he says something which is incredible. Mind-boggling. Against everything we saw in ourselves in the Rosh. Elo Shein Lokin Olav at Shibo Kol Kach Min HaYisr At Shein Besoch Kol Arba Beitzim Min HaHeter Kazayas Menis, what do we call that? Beis Chav Aleph Pei. The Vilna Gaon wins again. You can't argue with the Vilna Gaon. You're an idiot. The Vilna Gaon goes enough on the tour. It requires the Kondem Benetam because that is the Achilles Pras. And then he says, Va'oz Chayav, I'll call Kazayas to Kazayas Mimenu. Who she is that really? Who said this? Who?
It's the Krega.
No. Rabbeinu Chaim. He's quoting Rabbeinu Chaim word for word. Frek the Helege Beis Yosef. This is a case of mistaken identity. That's not Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Tam says you take Tam to the rise up even without Beis Chof Aleph Pei. This question is from Beis Yosef asked against the tour. What's going on over here? What a tremendous kasha. What a tremendous kasha by the Holy Beis Yosef.
What's the question again?
How can he, the Torah, claim in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that you only say Tam Ki Ika Daraisa in the case of what? What, they're both saying? What? Because I feel it's pras. That's Rabbeinu Chaim Shita. The Rosh took pains to distinguish, we just read it ourselves, through Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Chaim demands, because I feel it's pras, and Rabbeinu Tam does not. So what's the it's mistaken identity over here? Misattribution. This is not my question. The Halakha Beis Yosef asked this question. He asked this question. The Beis Yosef asked the question. What is the answer? An unbelievable answer. I read it to you. I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it. The question is so powerful. It's so powerful. Here we go. The Afal Pisha B'Shem Rabbeinu Chaim Chazav HaRasha the Tama Masha Kar Korolev Kuzas Mechilas Bras Volchem Mena Kuzas Loke. Yeah, I mean, it's one line. This line is 15 words. Lo Nimna Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu? Tor Mila Kosva B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. You know it's not true. Why? Mishum de mashma de l'inya dina lo pligi Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Chaim. What? We just saw in the Rosh is the machlokes Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Chaim. What do you mean lo pligi? What do you mean lo pligi? In the footnote it says Ayin Minchas Koyin Chelek Aleph Perikay. Please remind me, I'm making with a, do you have it based medish? I don't have it. I have it at home somewhere, but I don't have it here. Maybe I have it somewhere. Look, we have to look up what he said. I'll tell you what I think, Charles. Lo pligi lemaisa lemaisa. You know why? We don't give malchus nowadays. That's pshat. Now, machlokes Rabbeinu Chaim Rabbeinu Tam is in malchus. Do you get malchus? Do you say kezayis where the het the nepach lios yisef is less than lios pras for malchus purposes? He's assuming the Reb Chaim Koyin would agree. As an Issa Doraisa, even without Kazash, that's what I assume, something along those lines. I don't know. Otherwise, I'm stuck. In any event, Rabosai, in any event, the Posh of Pshat and Tosis, I told you before, that the Babli denies Greira. And that's what the Rush holds. And that's what the Rush, Rabosai, in the same Rush, the Beis Tosfos quotes the Rush at length in Perek Zayin Chulin, Simon Amin Aleph. A whole discussion of the Gemara in Zvachim. A whole arichus, he says, quotes the Gemara in Tzvachim. He says, "Oh, is the Kazas Mani Osi Lechavosa?" Da 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 da. He says, whatever he says, you know what he doesn't say? Greira. The Rosh in his lengthy dissertation never mentions the word Greira. Tosim and Achus, as the skip to the Gemara, never mentions Greira. So Tosim and the Rosh simply hold that Greira is only Rishal Mishita. We don't pass in that way. Halacha lemaisa. And the Shachal this way says the Nishmas Adam, we'll see soon, in Hilchas Chala. Look it up. Shin Chav Dalit Sitkot Yudzayin. Who took my Yoredei today? Someone took my. You put it back? No. So tomorrow, just bring it, please. I don't want to hold you responsible. Tomorrow, you know, I want to show you the Shach. Well, we'll see it today in the Chayodim. He also doesn't hold from Greira. Let's take a look, Rabosai, if this is the case. We don't pass in Greira at all. Then what, Rabosai? If we don't pass in Greira, Gevalt! But if we don't pass in Greira, what do you do with the halacha that you need Bolei Dechimutz? The Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, Bolei Dechimutz, answered Greira. If we don't hold from Greira, what's the answer, Rabosai? Three-letter word. What is it? Min. As long as the min is Bolei Dechimutz, even though we deny Greira, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference, Rabosai. That's the Pesach of the Tur, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and you can be yotze with oats. I'm still hung up with my oats. Yes?
Only 10% of the grain is probably the chimus, though, so we're saying that tankikers is what makes...
Right, the tankik makes that. Now let's turn our attention to the Nishmas Adar, Rabosai. Let's see it inside. You know what, let's first do the Rambams. I said today's Rambam day. We'll count the Nishmas Adar momentarily. Rambam, there are other Rambams I asked you to see. I don't know if you saw the Rambams yet. I'll read you the Rambams. Perek Vav and Ilchus Bikurim, Halacha Yudal. Take a tour of the Rambam. The Rambam is always, you know, there. Perek Vav and Ilchus Bikurim, Halacha Yudal. I'll read it to you. Hama'arev kemach chitin v'kemach orez v'osamein isa im yesh botam dogon chayeves b'chala v'yimlav petura. Okay? That's all. Says the Ravid, nearly min Yerushalmi, de be'inen shi'yeh bo dogon kishir, Kirash Bag. The Hachi Pasik Hilchasakamasei. Miyula Binan Ruba Dagan. You have to have a shear, but you don't have to have what? Rove Dagan. What does the shear mean? Oh, so the Ketz of Mishnah seems like he understands it to me. I think it's the Ketz of Mishnah. As Kazayas Bichdei Achilas Pras. It's all based on the Yerushalmi. It's all based on the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Rashbag says, Sarach Dagon Kashir. Rabbo said, that's the source of the Ramban. The Ramban says you need a shear. But the Ramban holds that once you have a shear of challah, 43.2 eggs of flour, then it gets mixed up with orez, then you chayav and challah the whole thing. And the whole thing is considered to be like chitin. You have to have a shear to start with. And I see, keep saying, tam ki ikar mamish, like Reb Chaim said. If it's a shear, then everything's like the ikar. If there's no shear, then the ikar is nothing. So tam ki ikar is all nothing. Fancy formulation. This is how the Ramban says in Masechta Bechoros. This is the girsa we have. Okay? This is Rashbag. The Kesef Mishnah says the Rashba, the girsa, Mastisim the low kirashbag, Vahalocha kirashbag. That's the Raiva Shita. He passes like Rashbag. There must be a machlokas. According to the Raiva, you need not just stam a shear. Your shear of Kazayas Bechilas Pras in Hilchos Matzah too. We saw that Raiva in Hilchos Matzah. It's consistent. According to the Rambam, you don't need a shear. Why not? What was his girsa? Masnisin the low kirashbag, and he passed like Stam Mishnah. Rav Yochan always passed like Stam Mishnah against Rish Lakish. Ramban's girsa was Masnisin kirashbag. He's explaining the Mishnah, and there's no machlokas. Finally, Rabbo said, there's another rivet in Hilchos Naziris. Perikei halacha he. I asked these rivets as well. Perikei, Rabbo said. Halacha hey. So today is Ravid day. The Rambam day. The Ravid comes in too. The Zerus Perek hey. I asked to see a bunch of Rambams in his Hichos Zerus. Dalet to Zayin. I'm going to read the Ravid Halacha hey. The Rambam writes as follows. It's basically, Rabbi, why don't you open the, do me a favor, open to Pesachim the Mem Dalet. I'm a little bit too far removed from the Gemara. Open to the Pesachim Mem Dalet. Do me a favor. Open to Pesachim Mem Dalet. Just to get a taste of what's going on over here. Oh, taste it. Pun. A time of the time he goes through. What do you say over here? In Mem Dalet. Where do you find Hilchos Naziris over here? In the Sefer Pesachim, where do you find it? The last line. I'm able to the Tanya Mishras. Turn the page. Leaptain tam ki ikar shem shara anovim b'mayim v'yeshtam tam yayin chayim v'kana tadala chol ha-torah kula. Nozir supplies, so Nozir is one of the sources for tam ki ikar d'oraisa, says the Rambam in Perikei Hilchos Naziris. In shara pito b'yayin or is it revius yayin b'chdei pras v'napas v'chol k'dei pras v'nimso sh'ochol revius yayin Hareze loke. Who shiatama mamosho kishar isur macholos. Because the Rambam holds, I guess these Rambam too, in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Tezvov, Halacha Aleph through Gimel, the Rambam paskins, you only, it's only an Isur Daraisa if you eat the entire pras. I'll read you the Rambam's expression. Min b'she'en omino v'no sentam. What happens? You mix the whole thing, trega mixed into kosher. Im lo nimtzem tam chelev mutter. Im nimtzem tam chelev v'hoi bo mamosho v'hoi le asurim min ha-toro. Tam avu lo mamosho asurim min divrei sofer. What's mamosho? Beis kuf ei aleph pei. V'chdei achilas pras. So says the Rambam. Hold on. You ask the kasha from Hilchos Matzah Hilchos Chalas. Good kasha. I see what's bothering you already. But here in Hilchos Macholos and Surahs, he requires what? A kazayas to get malchus, only a kazayas bechter achilas pras. This is Shitas Rambam and Hilchos Machalas Asuris, and Hilchos Naziris seems to say the same thing. Comes the Raivan and says all of a sudden, it's a flip, no? In matzah, what happened? The Raivan required the achilas pras, not the Rambam. And the Hilchos Machalas Asuris, the Rambam required the achilas pras, and we shall see not the Raivan. I read you the Raivan says. Baal halacha salam hakein. Hela osim in haTorah. Aval ein lokin olav. The Issa d'Araisa exists even without a kazayas v'achilas pras. For Malkus, you require him after the pras. But not for the Issa d'Araisa. Says the Raivan over here. Mefurish perikei. Halacha hei avav. In hilchus nezirus. Question to Kam Jabosai. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, why in Hilchos Chametz Matzah and Hilchos Challah does the Raivad require Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras? It's a Din D'Oraisa over here. So there's no Malchus, who cares if no Malchus? That's a tremendous kash. The answer is the Divrei Yechezkel to this kasha that the Raivad holds, Rabbi Osai, that's the Machloikis and Metzius. Again, yes, Machloikis and Metzius. About Greira. A machlok between who and who? Tanakama and Rashbam. Is the Orez Boli de Chimutz, or is it not? According to Rashbam, it's not Mechametz. You're not Yotzi with the Orez. Not because you don't say Tam Kikar. No, Tam Kikar the Raisa. But what can you do? You require Boli de Chimutz. Mamish, not the Min. Mamish. So according to the Rive, you don't have it. They're the Raivad, although we hold Tam Kikas or Raisa, although not with Malchus, but Tam Kikas or Raisa, to make it easier to Raisa, head to that Bachlios Isser, very nice, head to the Bachlios, but not Bali de Chimutz. So very nice, you can call it Chita from today till doomsday, but it's not Bali de Chimutz in Metzias, you're not Yom Tzim Metzias Matzah. It's the Raivad sheet. We already said many disagree with it. We had the Rosh and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and maybe the Rambam. We have a lot of people disagree, as we shall see in Ishma Sadam shortly. But the Raivad holds that way. That's the Raivad's question. You ask the questions with your eyes anyway. The Rambam. The Rambam is the other way, the Kasha in the other direction. This question I saw in the same gold in the Siv Chai. We had it last month a little few times. Choshevur, Tamatachim, Zechron, Lerocha, from the holy city of Yerushalayim. The Rambam over here says for Chala and for Matzah, you don't need Kedaz Rechilas Pras. But in Macholas Asuris, he says, you have a Chati Shia Betaromas and Sterabonim. I read it to you. Pachas Mishalosh Beitzim, Mak and also Makas Maris Mitivrayim. Mamash flip. If the Rambam holds, if you have less than Kazaz of Chilas Pras, it's only the Rabbonah. And the Rambam himself holds that same ratio, the Yotze Matzah Yechayim and Chalad in the Raisa. Flip Kasha. The Rechaz of the Kasha against the Raivit, and the Sibchan of the Kasha against the Rambam. Gives a fascinating answer. His answer is as follows. The Rambam never said for a second, not for a second, Rabbi Osai, did the Rambam say that if you have less than Kazayas, Bichdei, Achilas, Pras, that it's Bokeh. No. So why is it the Rabbanan? Chati Shirasim in the Torah! The answer is, why is Chati Shirasim in the Torah? You know why? Because of Achsh. We discussed this a little bit when we were talking about the pills and all that stuff in last month. Achshavei. According to the Rambam, you don't say Achshavei v'tarufus. And he quotes the Chavaz Das, Simen Kuvdal Tzopsit Kornal. You know what we spoke about? No, you don't say Achshavei in medicines and pills. You don't say Achshavei in the tarufus. Therefore, it's not bottle, because the time is Nikar. Nonetheless, it's no way to the Raisa. But the Chaschala, and the Chosmata, it works. Meridik. I'm telling you, we have such gevaldic terrors over here. We have a Rambam with steer, we have a terrors. We have a Rambam with steer, we have a terrors. Moshek Mitvash. Tam Kihikar, the Tam HaTorah is Kihikar. Tam Aruki Tov Hashem. Yes. Sure. That's two steers, the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam, the steer was, he holds in the Chos Naziris. Tam Kihikar Doraisa. Even less than the Kazayas Echilas Pras, and the Chametz and the Matz and the Chala, he requires. The answer is he requires it because otherwise Otherwise, Rav Osai, it's not bali de chimutz. It's a local din, which applies to chala and to matzah, has nothing to do with naziris and other things. Now, the Rambam is a steer, because the Rambam holds when it comes to chala and matzah, you don't need kazaz v'chilas pras. Yet here he says, if it's not kazaz v'chilas pras, makin osa makas maris v'divreim. So then they're abonim. But according to them, it works with our eyes, with Mechayim and Mechalim and Machsha the Matzah for a mitzvah? The answer is no. If you have Tam Kiika Rav Osai, it's a din d'oraisa. But when the Rambam says, Maka and also Maka Smaras the Rehim, I had to show some in the Torah, the answer is, there's no Achshave. No Achshave with Tarumus. So therefore, there's only Maka and also Maka Smaras with the Rehim. Okay, so din, that's a din d'rabbana because it's midaraisa, there's no Achshave bechatzi shir. But in the case of Matz and Chala, we don't have to come out to Achshave. What is Achshave? That's a din for Onshim or for Yisurim. When it comes to a mitzvah that says daraisa, you don't need Achshave. You have time of Matzah, you yotze, even if it's less than Kazan Chilas Pras. Same with the Siv Chaim. Yes?
To the Ta'ar Ovid, are we saying that there is no time of the Chelet in the meat?
You're talking about this Rambam Perek Tetzav?
Yeah.
The case of the Rambam is not meat. It's chelev and vegetables.
Chelev and vegetables.
Right? He's saying the case, you have taste of chelev in the meat, in the vegetables. There's more than 1/60th. And nonetheless, you only have makas maris with the rain. Why? You use that a chatishir of chelev. No, we don't have a tarovis. You have a chatishir of tarovis. There's no achshavei. There's no isidarais. That's the chish. Rebos, let's now turn our attention. It's already after 2. You haven't even looked at the Nishmas Odom yet. That's the second part of today's Ma'amar Kamos. Let's take a look and see what he has to say. Some Chidushim the Floyd. Again, if you don't have a copy, you can still have a few more copies here. Please feel free to pick a copy up. Nishmas Odom. Chidin shenikstru ba'odom lacha lamata shmur. It's a shayla. Uvechidei shal yisabshu nisana betanucha. He treated. V'nasu sham yavesh kamo kloyos. How do you read this? Something's missing here. Okay. Oh. Shela Tetzvot. The word Tetzvot got somehow at the end of the line. This is the 15th Shaila of the Nishmas Odom. Okay. Tshuva. We read this yesterday already. A Rambam says, Yotzvot made Paris. Now the Mishnah doesn't bother the Chimutz. The Maron Avram. Skip the parentheses. Lecha Mishnah says, the Rambam Svirle, Loma Matina, Meyakesha, El Advarim, Shinabo, the Chimus, Mishum Tzad. Avoshin Rei Peretz, Afal Gav, the Rambam Perkei, Chosin Rei Peretz, the Vadim Achmitz and Klaal. Mikol, what's the next word? The most important word of all. Hamin. Four letters, don't you put a hey. Hamin, who bought the Chimus. Like a Mayim, Gorman, Zesh, Shalom. Yachmitz, fine. Again, skipping the parentheses. We read this yesterday. Why did the Magen Avraham quote it from the Rambam? And the other sheet is the Magen Mishnah and then the Ramban. Why did he quote that? Fine. Last line in the air. Which is there, Hanachit Hashemus Yavshu, he treated Talib Machlokas, as we saw, we read from the Journal of Halacha last week. The Ramban lo yotzah. Before the Gemara post came to call the Ainabod of the Chimitz. After Rambam Perake Mechalek Ben Kemach Shinis Yabeshu Ben Kloyos, turn the page. Shinis Yabshu, the Ose Levashel Kemach Michit and Kluyim, had the Shemel of Nikli Yofen. Avlo Seisri, they matzah Chashina Nara Lechumra, Shema Niklu, Uvolobol of the Chimitz, Lerambam, that's the Rambam Yotze. Fine. So who's right? Normally, Achronim of this don't stick their necks out for the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban. Normally, we just, you know, it's dangerous. Dangerous to stick your neck out when you deal with the giants of this magnitude. But once in a while, the Gedolei Achronim take a plunge. Here's an example. The Chayyadim is now going to attempt to prove, Rabbi Osai, that the Rambam is right. The Choresh Raya Beru Lashitas Rambam, Yevomis Taf Memem and Aleph. Quoted by the Tosin, the Rosh Perek Kosho. What does it say? Amin and Hosam. Hai cholut matu, the Adam yotze ba yedei chavosu bePesach. Then the first Tursim and Tafna Dalit. V'cholot says the Helik Chayadam. Ain't nobody they chimot chidiisa the Gemara of the Poskim. Umay shna the Chalita beroschin of the Meperis and Asa Rambam the Meperis ulechamoni. Al kopanim mucha. Lo be'inon rak shiye min habali dechimus. Mefurish Rabos, like Mefurish Yartzei, Mefurish Gemara, like the Rambam. No, who thinks Rabos, by a show of hands, that the Ramban forgot the Gemara? Oh, Hashem, you understand they didn't forget any Gemara. Whatever you have a kash, the Ramban is a teretz. Let's turn in fact to the Ramban. If we're in the Maramakomas, we'll see the teretz. Please turn to the Ramban, it's either page Yud Aleph or Lamed Aleph, depends which kind of Gemara you have. Okay, please turn. Please turn. There's a triple stira in Cholot. There's a triple stira. Two Gemaras here, one Gemara on your bumps. That's a pretty tough to enter a triple stira. A triple stira, Bosa. Okay? For those in my Gemara, we'll start page Lamed. That's where it starts. Okay, start on page Lamed. Everyone see? I made a little mistake. I wrote that in Lamed Aleph because it ends in Lamed Aleph, but it starts in Lamed.
Daf Yud and all the ones.
Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, I think, in the old ones. In the base, I was off in both. My apologies. I kept going the end of it. I didn't go at the beginning. I apologize if you had trouble finding it. I apologize. My Chalas Hamasris, Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Zecholot Shabalabat, and Chalas Hamasris. Says the Gemara Mefurish in the next half, going to be the next Maram Karmel Sheet, Leonetta coming up soon. Alright, I hope you're mostly finished with this almost. The next, we're going to see in the next sheet, Mr. Shem, was the Tzeba Chalas HaMasri, you're not Yotze. Put them in a Chala, so it's not Lechem, you're not Yotze. What do they mean? So you hold in also Berosna. Lomik be Lechem? It's not Lechem, it can't be Lechem only. V'yim Tov, have it with me. V'yim Tomar, the Hochamash with the Cholot Lav Lechem Uklal Uliel Amanov Bebeis. That's a Gemara that you were also supposed to see. Aminan Lechem Oni Prat Lecholot Vashisha. Kolomar Lechem Hu Elish Nismait Mishum Matzah Shira. You have two steer and two Gemaras. Cholot Lamed Vav. It says it is Lechem, not Lechem Oni. On Daf Lamed Zayin it says not even Lechem. And in Yevam Staf Mem it says. Hi, cholot armed mati ma'ilchasa. She adam yotzi bo yedeich avos the pesach. The Rif quotes it. The kash and hanach plus adadi, a triple whammy steer. I repeat, cholot. Either it's not lechem at all, or it's not lechem oni, or it is lechem oni. Hey man, I feel a steer of two, man, three. So the greatest minds apply themselves to this triple steer. Here's a man of frames up. The chiamrina on hocha the lav lechemu, hainu b'shalo chazar va'afon. He never baked it. He never baked it. Not going to be bread. Ela shecholta beroschin. You process it by putting it in the boiling water. Avo chazar va'afon. If you rebaked it, you bake it afterwards. Lechem karina be. Ela shemcholta b'sham mashkin yayin shem ledvash mivsul b'shamata shira. That's the gemara that lamed vav on the base. The perk cholates, man, you've ever stuff men, shechold the b'mayim. Three cases. If you baked it after you scalded it with water, you're yotze. If you baked it after you scalded it, you baked it with what? With wine and oil and honey. It's lechem, but you're not yotze. If you never baked it, you only put it in water. But it's not lechem. That's what made of a fry. Very nice. The Raza Levi, who's the Raza Levi? Who's that? The Balamor of Zrachia Levi Tirits, the Hani Tarati, the Hocha, Mari Bishachulta, the Mayim Roskin, the Lochos of Afon. Both Gemaras and Psachim, he did not rebake them. Ule Ela, a play on words. The Amrina and Lechem Oni, Prat Lecholot Vashisha, means like this. Cholot, mi Lechem Ismait Le, Bochikama, Lechem Prat Lecholot, Oni Prat Lashisha. Whoa, what a creative read. Only the Balamor could do this. Lechem oni prat l'chol v'shishi. No, it means lechem prat l'cholot and oni prat l'shishi. Okay, Balaam is a genius. V'ramban zal hikshalav. Come on. With the katani and kain matam alom lechem oni prat l'cholot v'shishi. Shmamina de me oni v'madle. Yilo havelilo. Have the lemeima only prat la shisha, for lomel the lemeima cholot, elavale cholot may only imit. The Balmor is wrong. The chitema and kain lomel the kuril lechem, not kushi. The krok and the chsim kama. They quote the entire pasuk. They quote the entire pasuk. Come on, it's not fair. Lechem only prat la yisrael shimnosh b'yayin shem v'dvash. It is lechem. It's just not oni. Just not oni. Okay, fine. So what's the terrace of this triple seva? But who's altirates? Who the perik hacholets? Lo kasha. Why? Look at this now. The trei gavne cholot iko. Sheyesh acholten hakenach peros chikadelen labno. Vachakach loshen osobos. Mimeno pas. Vahana hu the imet mishon matzah shira. You took the flour and you, what you do with it? You do? You scalded it. Avahid the perak acholets, myri shir tiach hapas, kadei shayofa biyofa batana ba'afiyah muetas. What they do? It's like bagels. How do they make bagels? You know how they make bagels? You take a dough. Anyone make a bagel here? You see a man. What do you do with it?
Boil it.
Boil it first. Then what do you do afterwards? Then you bake it. Bagels. It's mamish. Nagels bagels. Nagels bagels on a Torah minayim. Right over here. Mamish. Right here. Nagels bagels. Rabbi Sai. Okay? You take the dough, you put it in boiling water, so that when you put it in the fire, it bakes more quickly. And who does it? Rich people? No. V'aniyemos nosokach. Poor people. Poor people eat bagels, yeah? That's what it says. If you go to the Pesach, lechem only two bagels. That's how poor people make their bagels. It's not chomestik of bagels, it's matzatik of bagels. Now, boys, we now understand very well that the kasha that we saw before against the Ramban is no kasha. Go back to the Nishmas Adam. My boss said, back to Nishmas Adam. Back to Nishmas Adam, where we came from. He says, like this. Hey, Nemes. This is the page 2, line 4 of the second paragraph. Hey, Nemes.